Okay, today we start Sif Ches, which is the new sugya of L'Shabbos Yetzara. Last week we discussed a little bit about, not a little bit, the whole hour, about the issues of in vitro and IVF and egg donation. I want to mention one PS at the risk of getting carried away time-wise, because I think this might be a mitzvah lefarseim. In the cases of egg donation, where a woman goes through a full regular pregnancy carrying somebody else's egg, it's not a shaila on the father, it's a shaila on the mother, which is a shaila of yadus. When it's a shaila who the father is, it's a shaila of shem yisa basa chayse, might end up marrying a relative, and it's a chashash to Rabbanon, and it's serious. When it's the mother's egg, it's when the mother is carrying an egg from a non-Jewish woman, it's much more serious. It's a shail of yados bechlal. It's a shail of being the child being Jewish or not being Jewish. And there are two main problems. One is that there's almost certainly a chiyuv to be megayer the child, who you would be megayer as an infant, which in turn means that when the child turns 12 or 13, he or she has a right to the option of stepping back. Now, even when people adopt children, it's a little bit of a challenge to convince them to tell the child. When there's an egg donation, which is usually known only by a few people in the whole world, it's not like an adopted child where it's known. The ideal thing would be to tell the child that you have the option of backing out, you have a din ger, and allowing for that. It's not happening. I don't think it's happening. Most people who go with egg donation and the woman carries a child for 9 months, I shouldn't say it's not happening. I think it's likely that it's not going to happen. The couple of cases I know, it's very, very difficult to convince people to tell a child that the child, one thing to tell a child you're adopted, another thing to tell a child you're the product of egg donation, which, first of all, most children don't have no clue what it is, and second of all, it's, I don't know, psychologists may tell you it's not good for the child. The second issue is, if it's a boy, the question whether the boy is can get an aliyah as a kayin or a levi, if the parent is a kayin or a levi, which is also a serious issue. So I'd like to mention b'derech efsher, a possible resolution. What? As I mentioned, there are two ways of looking at it. What determines motherhood? Is it the physical birth of the child that makes it a mother? Or is it that it's a biological mother? And there's a strong case to say that in this case the mother is an incubator. There's a baby. The egg was impregnated in the lab, and now they're putting it into the mother. If they would have an incubator, it would be the same thing. So there's a strong case to say, and I think halacha is coming around to a consensus that the host mother is not truly the mother. The host mother is not the genetically biological mother, who genetically has the DNA of the child. The child has the DNA of the mother. This is the mother. Now, assuming that that's so, it's certainly at least a solid suffix that it's so, if it's not a vada.
Doesn't the host mother give it back?
Now, I'm sorry. I'm talking about when eggs are donated. I mean when the host mother is the mother that's going to raise the child. Okay, I'm talking a case, not a surrogate mother. I'm talking a case where they get egg donation, some meaning that somebody gives eggs, and this woman, with her husband's sperm, carries the egg, eventually the child, who's not biologically the mother.
What if it's the other way around? She donates the egg, and then she passes, and then a surrogate mother comes, who's not Jewish. The egg, therefore, becomes...
So we have the other case. You see, in other cases, where the mother raising the child was not pregnant with the child, it's an adopted child, or sometimes it's her egg, but it appears to the world to be an adopted child. They see a woman who's not pregnant, and they see her now with a baby. So it's sort of known, at least to the inner circle of the family, that it's not your child. So when the child turns 12 or 13, it's not such a big secret. The child's going to find out that he or she is adopted. And it's normally, it's healthy to tell the child that it's so.
He's not the parent if they're not and, Jewish.
Whatever. But my point is, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a case where the egg is donated, the mother carries the child to term, gives birth, and raises the child for the rest of her life. And the question is that if it's a donated egg, there's a big tzad in halacha, and certainly lamaisa, the child needs a geirus. So normally you do a geirus, the baby is a few months old, you do a geirus of a kohen. Let me just finish. So I want to do is suggest the following. If it comes up lamaisa to anybody, it comes up lamaisa. I'm suggesting it not just for you who are here, but if anybody who would be learning Evan Ezer, the following possible resolution of the issue. Now listen to me through, because I know you can make a chilek, but I hope to cover whatever chilek you might want to make. There's a halacha of muberesha nizgaira. The Gemara says in Yevamos Ayin Ches, a pregnant woman, non-Jewish woman, who's pregnant as a non-Jew, and she wants to be megayir. She herself wants to be a geirist. And she goes to the mikveh. If she informs the bezdin that she's pregnant, the geirus is a geirus for her and for the child, whether the child's a boy or a girl. The geirus is a geirus for the child, and it's as if the child was nitval. Gemara says, "I is a chatzitza." The mother's body is chaitzitz in front of the baby. So the Gemara says, "Hainu revise." Hainu revise means something is a natural covering; the water doesn't have to reach it. Hainu revise, a fresh scab on a wound is not a chatzitza. Because Hainu Revise, it's normal for a scab to grow, it's not a chatzitza. Once the scab is dry and ready to fall off, then it's a chatzitza. But a fresh scab is not a chatzitza. Hainu Revise, that's the way the body grows. So the Gemara says it's not a chatzitza. Tosis adds that according to the Mando Yama Uber Yerachimai, that the baby is a part of the mother, certainly it's not a chatzitza, it's all part of the mother. But our Gemara is saying, even if a balav yerechimai, that it's not a chatzitza. Which means, bottom line, a pregnant woman who's non-Jewish, who's teveles, the tefillah is a good geiris for the baby as well, either because there's no chatzitza, hainu revise, or because ubi yerechimai. So my suggestion, not my suggestion, the suggestion that I'm presenting, that's been discussed, is, what's the din when the mother is Jewish? It's a Jewish mother. And she's carrying a non-Jewish baby. She's carrying an egg that was donated by a non-Jew. And she's carrying the child. What happens if she now wants to be Teveles and be Megayer, the child in the womb? What does she gain by doing it that way? She gains that there is no din that you could be meicha when you turn bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. Because the halach is, muberes and his gaira, the child is a geris of the child, and it's considered, the child is considered related to the mother, a child and a mother, and there's no backing out at the age of 12 or 13. Don't ask me why, because I'm going into that.
She doesn't need this.
That's a halacha. Oh, so the question is, she doesn't need the tefillah. So maybe it doesn't count for the child. There's an Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach is a Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tesvav, who talks about a very similar case. He talks about, there's a case of Akum Habal Bas Yisrael. If a Jewish woman becomes pregnant from a non-Jewish father, the Gemara says, Havlad Kosher. We pass in the Vlad is kosher and is a full-fledged Jew. The mother's a Jew, the child's a Jew. Lamaisa, there's a Machlekes Rashi Taisis in the Gemara, and one of them holds, Vlad kosher v'tzricha geirus. Even though the mother's Jewish, child's Jewish, but if the pregnancy took place from a non-Jewish father, there's a mandi yamar that the child needs geirus. Shulchan Aruch, we passed in the child doesn't need geiris. Although in the Gilyon of the Shulchan Aruch, it brings, I think, a marshal that it's taiv to be machmer and be megayir anyway. I once asked Rapam Lamaisa what to do. If I should tell such a, so we had such a boy in the yeshiva, his father was a guy. If I, and I was very close to him, should I mention to him? He goes to mikveh anyway, big deal. He doesn't need that toughest number, he just needs geiris. It's feel the shame geiris. So Rapam told me not to tell him. The halacha is you don't need. If he'll be a Talmid Chacham, he'll learn it, he'll do it himself. That was Rapam's lashon. But nevertheless, our Samea says, if you need tefillah, the mother, when she's pregnant from a goyish man, she could do the tefillah l'shem geiris for the child to be yotzi anashita that the child needs a geiris. So here you have a case where the mother doesn't need the tefillah, only the child needs tefillah. And our Sameach is saying that it would be good also. He says, it will be Erechima, for sure it's good. And if Hein Ravi say, it's also Mistavar, it's good. That's his Lush. So without going into the whys of it, this is just a suggestion, an Eitza, for someone who is in such a situation. It's unfortunately, becoming more and more common that people do use either donor sperm or donor eggs. And the donor eggs are the bigger problem with the Vlad, because it's a non-Jewish mother. And this is a possible Eitza for someone who's not going to do it anyway. He's not going to give the child the option of being Meicha when the child reached 12 or 13. This is an option of avoiding the serious problem of having a child who you are Megayer Altsgeris of a cotton and not informing the child that the child has the option of backing out. So I mentioned it a little Hashlamas HaInyan, that this is a possible option or Eitza Teiva when someone is in such a situation. Okay. The
question, just if the baby is a girl, is she going to a client or not?
If it's a regular Giyiris and she's from formed at 12, she has an option out, then she's not Roy Lakayan. If she's Megayer in the womb, I'm not certain, but I would think that she is, because the halacha is she's related to the mother. The halacha, she needs Pinyin HaBen, a he, if it's a boy, needs a Pinyin HaBen. We treat the child as a born Jew. And I think in the case, it may be matter to
Levi is allowed to marry Giyaris? Yes.
Levi, yes. So Levi has no restrictions.
From a Jewish mother, is the child Levi?
So, this is complicated. I'll give you the short answer. Okay? Pashtus, if it's a donated egg.
By a Jewish donated
egg. And the father's sperm, so it should be the father. The father is definitely related. If it's a Goyish egg and Jewish sperm, in other words, the father's own sperm and a donated egg, which is the common case today, because the donated egg is, we go basarai, we assume it's a guy, because the identity is not known. Pashtus, the child is a geiris. And if it's a boy, it's not a lady. However, there's a Ramah, Chayshin Mishpah, Simen Tuf Chav Gimel Sif Gimel. In the online, like by Hilchiz Mazik, let's get to Hilchiz Mazik. There's a sugya of Dnei Vlodos, that if somebody causes a woman to lose a child, has to pay Dnei Vlodos. However you assess the value of a child, there's no slave market today to assess monetary value. As soon as there's a way to assess monetary value, the Ramah there says that the father is entitled to the money even if the child needed a geiris, and the father was Megaya too. He says, an Akum, who's Zera, impregnates a woman, and he's Megaya, he's entitled to Dmei Vlodos. It appears from there that as long as a Mu'beres is Megaya, the relationship's Animshach, continue. And it would seem that even if the reverse also, that if the egg is a non-Jewish egg, but since there's a geiris, the father would be related at the time of birth. This is the discussion. The main nakuda of discussion is the following issue, a problem. I'm telling you that I think the consensus in halacha is that the mother is the biological mother, not the mother who gives birth. The problem is, it says in Tosfos, and Daf Yud Aleph and Ksubis, that if she gives birth to twins, the twins are related. If she's a Muberesh and Zgaira, the twins are related. It says the child needs Pinyan Ben, which means we're not treating a child as a ger if the pregnancy began, conception began before the mother was Megayer. In middle of pregnancy, the mother was Megayer. And then the child is born, the twins are related to each other, the child needs Pinyan Ben. So those who hold that the birth mother is the real mother say, you see, the birth mother is the real mother. Because here you're a Megayer in the middle of pregnancy, you give birth, and there's a relationship. Now, if you hold the birth mother is not the real mother, how do you answer this? So somehow we have to understand that Yichus is totally in... Being Jewish is totally a biological mother. And nevertheless, birth creates relationships, the Yichus. And if you can split it, that would answer your question, that the child would still be a lady.
Okay. The possibilities here are endless. What about two sisters? One wants to donate an egg to the sister. They're all in the room at the same time. No issue of rope.
In theory, the sister's egg would be better. There'd be no chashash. He'll marry his relative, in theory. Okay, as I said, this is, a discussion for on its own. I'd like to move on to Sif Ches, but it is, we say possibilities are endless, it's true.
Well, that situation where you have a Jewish surrogate, and a Zaytsev surrogate.
A Jewish egg and a surrogate Goyish mother doesn't happen, only happens when the woman carrying the child plans to give the baby back. It's a surrogate mother and plans to give the baby back. Otherwise, it won't happen. So if a Jewish woman donates an egg and the person gets donor egg, at least legally, they don't know who the mother is. The law today is that you don't know. So if you don't know, you go by survive and assume it's a guy. So it doesn't really happen. Besides the fact that goyim don't ask Rabbi Shilas, when they're carrying, it really comes up when it's a surrogate mother and they're giving the baby back
to...
Like surrogate mother.
Surrogate mother is a pundak, an in.
But they're known?
It's known, it's arranged.
They know who they are?
They know who they are.
Because in America, they don't.
Whatever it is, it is. Okay. They have to have the government, someone has to authorize it.
I think surrogate mother is done here, but without knowledge of each other's identity. Although part of the progressive movement is to free up all this information. The shaila is, it's the same question. If you go busted a biological mother, it's Jewish. If you go busted a host mother, birth mother, then it's a guy. I believe in halacha, it seems to me that halacha is coming around to a consensus that the host mother is an incubator and the real mother is the biological mother. I believe that at least in the Haredi Olam HaYeshivas it's that way. I don't know in the Chassidish world where they're more reluctant to do it in the first place. I'm not sure.
There are terminal cancer patients who donate eggs.
What?
There are terminal cancer patients who may donate eggs. I just read about such a case.
Okay. So there are college girls who donate. They're paying $5,000 for a donation.
That's
interesting. Okay, let's move to Siv Ches. We have here a new topic, the topic of Le'erev Altolach Yadecha. Let's learn a lot of information in the Mechaber Ramah. Afal pi shekayim puriyav arivya, even though a person was mekayim puriyavu, osur loy lamoid b'loy isha, v'tzarach shi isha isa bas banim. These are two halachas. One is, Chazal said a man shouldn't live without a wife, even if he won't have any more children. But every person, as best as he can, should have a wife. That's one.
Yeah.
Even if he won't have children.
No, what age?
Good question. Hold on. Tzara sheyisha yisa bas banim, and he's supposed to marry. Tzara means he's obligated to marry isha bas banim im yesh sipek biyadai, if he's able to financially, emotionally. We'll get to the exceptions. Afilu yesh lekama banim, even if he has many children. Vim ein sipek biyadai lisa isha bas banim elim kanyim kasefa taira. If he doesn't have money to have a larger family, unless he has to sell a sefer Torah, he may lay banim. If he wasn't mekayem puravu yimkar, kdei sheyisha bas banim, he should sell a sefer Torah to mekayem puravu. Aval im yesh lay banim, so he's not being mekayem puravu, it's just for the mitzvah of l'shavas yitzara, of having more children. If he can't afford a isha bas banim, so marry a isha she'ena bas banim, because the mitzvah to get married separate from the mitzvah of having additional children. So here we have a machlekes rishayim. If you're supposed to sell a sefer Torah to mekayim the mitzvah of l'shavas. Now, before we go to the Ramah, look at the two Beis Shmuels, Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Yud Gimel goes on the chiyuv to have a wife. Also, lailame b'layisha isid rabbanon hu. And he's not talking about having children. He's just talking about a man living without a wife. Isid rabbanon hu afal gabdi alfina and mikra loytoyv heyes levadai. Asmachtahu. The Gemara learns it from the pasuk loytoyv heyes adam levadai. That's only an asmachta. I am Rambam. Rambam dom lechemes Hashem misufik bezeh. So the Ramban is misufik. Pischechuva brings that the Rif holds as deraisa. So the halach of having a wife, the Shmuel paskins is rabbanon apir Rambam. Rabban is besupik, the Rif holds Zayrais. What about the mitzvah to have additional children? That's Yudalim. Isha bas banim. Here, because of a Rif, a Ramam Varash, the three big shitas in the Rishayim, midrabanan hu achiyuv. That is a drabanan, because of Ramban, sham de'en kaifin oisai l'kuli alma, the light that we don't force. The loy takanahu ela ken yishuv derech eretz bei machmir alav kolkach. So in Yud Gimel he talks about having a wife. So that's a machlekes rishayim deraisa and derabanan. But once someone's mekayem puru ravu the mitzvah l'shavas yitzara, that's definitely a derabanan. So here we have a problem. Why is there a yeshayimrim that you should sell a sefer Torah for it? If it's a mitzvah derabanan, we only sell a sefer Torah. Only for Limitaira, Tamatira, and Lisisha, and Puravu. Okay. And so we only sell for those reasons. We don't sell a Sefer Torah to buy a Lulav or an Esrig. So what's this Yesh Oimrim? Im Yesh Loibonim, Yimka Sefer Torah, Deshisha Basbonim, Shabbos Yitzari, you sell a Sefer Torah. It's more than academic. What we're trying to understand is how chomor, or how significant, if you could use such a lashon, in the mitzvah of having additional children after a son and a daughter, what the chomer ha'inyan is. What? Who's going? Oh, the yeshayimim. Let's see, who does it say about the yeshayimim? Well, no one holds that basbanim is dairaisa, right? To have additional children, nobody holds as dairaisa. Says Torbe Debe Aviv Arash. Look, here's the Gassi Mesnison. He says it's a Torbe Shem Arash. So there are a lot of pulpulim to explain it, but I'd like to share with you one specific explanation. It's just I want to learn the Ramah first, okay? So what did the Mechaba say? He said two things: a mitzvah to have a wife, and a mitzvah to have additional children.
In our days, I don't know if somebody's married and of course loses his wife, and he has children. And he goes to marry somebody else to have more children. Usually, a lot of times,
Rama talks about that. Ramah, very important Ramah. Miu, imakir she'enoi ben banim. Oh, if a man is older, and he's not the age where he'll be able to have children, oid, ve'niroi oid lahailid, yisi she'enoi bas banim. So, of course, he's not going to have children anyway, he can marry a'enoi bas banim. V'chein, now this is important. Everything's important, but this is l'maisa. V'chein, im yeshloi banim harbe. If a person has children, u'misyare, and he has a fear, Shem Yisha Isha Bas Banim. If we'll have children from a second wife, Yovayu Katatis Umarivais Bein Abanim Ubein Ishtai, it's going to cause fighting between the stepmother and the children, especially the stepmother has her own children and has the children are not hers. Mutalisa Isha Shaina Bas Banim. Avalasa Leisha Bala Isha Mishum Cheshazah. Your person should get married. But he's allowed to marry an Isha She'ena Bas Banim. Now this is significant because we see here something of a stira. We see here that the mitzvah of L'Sheves Yitzara is nitcha b'bnei ha-ketatais. It's nitcha because of a chash of ketatais, of difficulty. Now, it's not only to get to a second marriage. Even in an original marriage, a person has children, is a kai pur ravu. And the question is about pushing off having additional children because of stress or pressure in the house, whether that's mutter, which is a very common shaila. So this Ramah is a source that the mitzvah of l'sheves is nitcha v'pnei chashash ketatis umarivais. That's what it seems. But it needs explanation. On the one hand, you say, some hold you can sell Sefer Torah for the mitzvah. That's such a big chiyuv. On the other hand, you say, well, you're allowed to push it off. It's like saying it's an Issachomor and it's an Issachau. The Gemara itself seems to have a stira. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, that if someone has a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, if someone has an Eved, an Eved Kanani, they have a Kanani, can have children from a Shifcha Kananis. If he has a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, how do you have a half Eved, half Ben Chayrin? There were Shufim who owned an Eved and one was Meshacher, his half. So you have an Eved that's Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Now, at least a Shifcha in a Yachol. He can't marry a Shifcha because of his Tzad Yadus. He can't marry a Bas Chayrin because of his Tzad Shifchus. Kaifinus, Rabbi, we forced the Adain to free. And the Gemara says, Shenemar, Elisayu Barah, Lashavis Yitzara. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. That Hashem created the world L'Sheves. Tosfos says, what? When you free an Eved, Yoiver on Loilo Bem Tavaidu, it's really an Isra say to free an Eved. Even though you can free an Eved, Tosfos says, for your mitzvah, if you need, the Gemara says, if you're missing a tenth person for Minyan, you can free an Eved to make Minyan. That's for your mitzvah. How can you do it for someone else's mitzvah? Tosfos says, mitzvah rabbi. It's a big mitzvah. L'Sheves is a mitzvah rabbi. So one Gemara says mitzvah rabba. You can also say for Torah mitzvah rabba. In another Gemara, in Be'ya Dafla Midvav, the Mishnah there says certain things that are osur midrabbanon on Shabbos, and the Mishnah categorizes elu shem mishum mitzvah, and they're still osur on Yom Tif, not Shabbos. These are mishum rishus, and they're still osur on Yom Tif. It has lists. One of them is getting married, now I get married in Yom Tif. The Gemara says in elu mishum rishus, is getting married for Sheves Yitzara. Getting married for Sheves Yitzara. So why does it call it Mishum Rashus? So the language there in the Gemara is that it's a Ktsas Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah Rabba, it's a Ktsas Mitzvah. So the I don't know why the Rishayim don't, but the Achrayim are busy with the Stira between the two Sugyas. Mitzvah Rabba, Ktsas Mitzvah, what is it? It is a very confusing topic. There are answers. Rav Yitzchak Blaz and Pri Yitzchak says L'Sheves is Ktsas Mitzvah, but the two together, Shalayiya Balayisha, and you shouldn't be without a wife, the first mitzvah of the Sif, plus L'Sheves, the two together are Mitzvah Rabba, by the Eved, he'll be without any wife at all. And the Chatzi Eved, and plus, he's tried to accomplish both. Both is a mitzvah rabba. That's what he answers. Be that as it may, the topic is somewhat confusing. In the halacha lemaisa of it, before I get to an explanation, in the halacha lemaisa of it, there are a number of kulis that exist for the Lashavis Yitzhar. I should say ahead of time, there are two names to this mitzvah in Chazal, two gemaras. One is the pasuk in Yeshaya, Laseo Baral Lashavis Yitzhar, which is the Lashon of the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel. It's interesting, the Gemara in Yevamis brings a different pasuk. It brings the pasuk La'erev al Tanach Yedecha. At the end of Keheles, it says La'erev al Tanach Yedecha, ki you shouldn't stop having children. Ke'eni Yedeh, Eizeh, Huchsher, Eizeh, Eizeh. Something, you want to say the exact Lashon of Pasuk? I don't remember. You don't like Kehelis. You do like, okay. There's the Lashon, Yom Pistach HaMishrim, please. What? He's even talking about the same. Lesheves is true about the same wife, is true about different wives, is true about both. And one place the Gemara brings the Lashon Lesheves Yitzara, and the other place it brings the Lashon of the end of Keheles. Hevel Havolim says everywhere in Keheles. I think it's Perek Yud Aleph. Babayker Zeras Erecha L'Erev Al Tanach Yedecha Ki Eincha Yedeya Eze Yichshar Hazeh Oize V'mshneim Tachatayim. Any idea of Eze Yichshar? Rashi says an interesting Rashi. Rashi, the Rashi is in Yevamis. Rashi says Eni Eze Yichshar. You don't know which one will be the Yirei Shemayim v'Yiskayim. Here's the Lashon. Which one will be Yirei Shemayim v'Yiskayim? Yiskayim means you don't know which one will live. So then it makes sense. If a person has children, doesn't know which one will live and have further children. The other part of Rashi, you don't know which one will be Yirei Shemayim. So people try to understand, Achranim try to understand what Rashi means. But my point is, there are two psukim for it. And if we have a chance, we'll get to a discussion of the two psukim. But it seems that each pasuk is an asmachta. L'sheves Yitzara shows the importance of the inyan. L'sheves Yitzara, Hashem created it, l'sheves, it's a mitzvah rabbah. And the other language, ki'eni edeya, sounds like misafik, have more children, makes it sound more like a ketzas mitzvah. This mitzvah is an important mitzvah. A person should be mekayim. However, from this Ramah, we understand that it's pushed off for reasons, I don't want to say for reasons that are insignificant, but financial reasons, the Ramah says it could be pushed off. The Michis Yitzchak, who's from the Chassidish world, has a tshuva in Chelek Hei, I think it's tshuva Kuf Yud Gimel, where he says, because of atzvus of the mother, he was asked, the atzvus or the stress in the house of the mother, you can also delay having children. And this is something which is, it seems at least to be very very commonly accepted. Mahaloch, that once you have a kai peruvu, for reasons of katata and stress, we live in a very stressful world. People could be critical of it, make fun of it. The fact is that we live in a very stressful world and people are easily stressed out. And there's more of a need. In addition, what?
Children can suffer.
Children suffer, and parents can suffer. Now, a person to be sure he's not fooling himself and being lazy, but we're talking now the strict halacha. We have this hat of nekatata and mepnei in yonei parnos. Rav Palm used to tell. Rav Palm always said he doesn't want to be a pesuk for Klal Yisrael. He's a pesuk for the neighborhood. But in the neighborhood, when the talmidim, he used to say that once you mekayim puravu. At 40, a person should stop because of the likelihood of having children, the likelihood of having children that are in one way or another autistic or the different what? 40 for the mother, yeah. When a woman is 40, to stop because of the health concerns for the mother and also the likelihood of a child that has one or another of things that come as human cells reproduce, they're more likely to reproduce imperfectly and create children that are not. Rav Palm told me he was hesitant to say this to people. He saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins this way, and he feels more comfortable telling this to people who are not Mekayim Peruvu to go with such a mahalach. Now, my point is that we're saying here that it's a mitzvah which can get pushed off for reasons, and yet it's a mitzvah rabbah, and it needs a beer. The only beer makif I saw on this topic is from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe generally, on sugis of Eben Ezer, he has probably as many tshuvas on Eben Ezer as he has on Aruch Chaim, certainly as many pages of tshuvas on Eben Ezer as he has on Aruch Chaim. Rav Moshe, this is in the Dibros Moshe, I believe in Yevamis, Simen Mem Gimel, what I'm quoting is from Anaf Hey, has a biur in Lashavas Yitzhara, the only biur makif that I ever saw. I didn't see, somebody should give a general explanation. How could it be a mitzvah rabba and a ktsas mitzvah at the same time? How could it be an oivar and asay to be free and eved, chatiyah, chazim, and chayrin, and because of stress in the house or lack of funds, you can push it off? It seems to be a somewhat contradictory message. Rav Moshe there, he writes himself, he's writing a Dover Chiddush to explain. Actually, there are two Chiddushim in the piece. Ramesh's Yisoid, so to speak, first Chiddush, is that the mitzvah of Pur Ravu is a Chiyuv, like Beis Hillel, we pass in Ben Vibas. The obligation is to have a son and daughter, and then you Mekayim Pur Ravu. Ramesh says that beyond that, any additional children are a mitzvah kiyumis of the Doraisa Dika mitzvah. How could it be a mitzvah rabba if it's a drabbanon? It says drabbanon. The chiyuv is drabbanon. The kiyum is daraisa. Pur ravu milua saaretz means have children and fill up the world. So even though you're yaitza with a son and a daughter, because the son and the daughter is a kiyum of the chiyuv, we learn it mibriyase shalaylam, God created the world, son, male and female. So a person is makayim and turn the mitzvah by having a son and a daughter. But that mitzvah chiyuvis is a son and a daughter. So mitzvah kiyumis is having additional children. Once somebody has additional children, he's mekayim puravu, is a mitzvah rabba. And he's mekayim the oifin kiyumi, the mitzvah.
Puravu?
Yes, it's an additional kiyum. The side is that puravu milu es ha'aretz. The Torah explains the reason. We don't say reasons for mitzvahs, but the Torah says puravu milu es ha'aretz. That's l'shavis yitzara. So that it's a kiyum of l'shavis yitzara, and Rav Moshe brings a raya, because mesu banav, we learned that you chayev to have more children. So you see the mitzvah l'shavis yitzara. If lo yaleinu, someone has a son and a daughter, he's mekayem pur ravu. And then if Rachmana Litzlan, if one of them dies, the chiyum goes back. So how does the chiyum go back? If it's a maisa mitzvah, it's done. You see, the mitzvah is a l'shavis yitzara dika mitzvah. So Puravu, there's really no, almost no geder. Puravu is always a chiyuv. The question which we're going to deal with in the coming sifim is if a person has a wife that's not a basbanim and he wasn't a kind of Puravu, whether he'd be obligated to marry an other woman. Assuming it's feasible, it's not always feasible, but a man's wife is already over 40 and let's say she's already not having children, she passed menopause and not having children, so at least in theory, why shouldn't the husband be obligated to take a younger woman to be able to have? Now I understand it's not always a practical thing to tell a 50-year-old man to marry a 30-year-old woman, but especially if he's already married. But so that's a discussion that does come up later in halacha. But getting back to the Etzah Mitzvah, the Shevis Yitzara, this is Ramesh's Yisayid, and Ramesh brings a raya from Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara Yevamis Samach Beis, it says, Hayuloi Banim Umesu. Rav Huna says he was a Mekayim Pur Ravu. Passing on Kribiyach. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Loikiyim Pur Ravu, L'Shevis Yitzara Ba'inon Valeka. It's come out of a Farish Gemara, like Ramesh is saying. The Rabbi Yechanan says, if a man had children, had a son and a daughter, and Rahman al-Aslan, one of them died. It says, Loikiyim Pur Ravu, L'Shevis Yitzara Ba'inon Valeka. What are you mixing Puruvu L'Shavas Yitzara? So Ramesh understands that it's a Beferish Gemara, like he's saying, that that Puruvu, the Kiyam of Puruvu is L'Shavas Yitzara. It's like a Tama Mitzvah that says Beferish in the Pasuk. And Memela, any time a person has a son or daughter has more children, the Kiyam HaMitzvah is a Mitzvah Rabbah. That's only a mitzvah kiyumis, so it's a tzas mitzvah in the sense of obligation. But in the kiyum mitzvah, it's a mitzvah rabbah, and that sort of explains the two together. It explains the Gemara uses the lashon l'shavas yitzara, l'erev al tarach yedecha. It all comes down to pur ravu. And the lashon yitzara, if l'shavas yitzara is the makar, it will be akasha. Why here it uses this lashon, there it uses that lashon. But Ramesh's yisayid is that the makar is the mitzvah pur ravu. And the lashonis that the Gemara uses is if to emphasize the chiyuv. So that's Ramesh's explanation. It's a very satisfying explanation of l'shavas yitzara. Ramesh does add a second chiddush, which is a little more of a chiddush. Now, when a man frees his chati eve, chati ben chayrin, so you can have children, it's not pshat, you're freeing it so the child, I mean, the Eved could do a mitzvah. L'Shevis Yitzara is marbe that anybody who makes it feasible for someone else to have children, and he's not Mekai Puravu, but he has this mila, so to speak, of L'Shevis Yitzara. So that L'Shevis Yitzara also adds something. The mitzvah, that's a mitzvah of having additional children to the Kiyum of a Deraisa. But since the Torah has the concept of L'Shevis Yitzara, so a Kiyum of L'Shevis is this mitzvah as well. And Ramesha writes, the machlaikis, if you sell a Sefer Torah, is a machlaikis, if l'sheves, not your children, is considered a kiyum of the deraisa. It's like a telda pura ravu. It's also a deraisa, you can sell a Sefer Torah. Well, no. Without pura ravu, just l'sheves by itself, that's only a derabah. So this second knach is a chiddush. I remember seeing, I'd look it up, in the Mayadim Uzmanim, he says adopting a child might not be Pur Ravu, but it is L'Shevis Yitzara. That's what he writes. L'Shevis Yitzara, you're making the Kiyum of L'Shevis. I mean, not a person going to live anyway, but be able to live in a normal environment and grow up as a productive person. It's that adopting a child also is a Kiyum of the mitzvah of L'Shevis Yitzara. So this is what?
Are the children themselves, they have to think about the next generation.
Are not able to have children. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he has to have more children. If a child of his is not able to have further children, then the chiyuv comes back on the father because
it's.
Very interesting. It would seem not. I'll tell you why. Because it says if he's a full Eved, there's no mitzvah shachra. You can have children from a shivcha. Even though children have shivcha, they're ever kanani. They have yados, achiyah mitzvahs, but they're not full-fledged yid. But he's not missing l'shevis yitzara in that case. What?
There is a kiyum.
Without puravu. Without puravu, okay.
It could, you must say one thing about this tangentially about selling a sevatara. What's wrong with selling a sevatara? I don't care if it's in this shul or in that shul. Unless you want to sell that the money is typist, the kedusha, like what's the problem?
There are two issues. One is the money. You sell Sefer Torah, you can only use it for another Sefer Torah because of Ma'alim Kedusha V'Lai Meriden. But the selling seems in and of itself to be a bizarre thing. The halacha is, if you buy a Sefer Torah to sell it, then it's mutter. And Meichrim do it all the time, right? They buy Sefer Torah in order to sell it. Some is a Seichrim. Buying to sell is mutter. If selling would be an absolutist, it wouldn't be mutter. So it's a bazillion that a person, Sefer Torah, is supposed to be.
Sell it to me in a nicer shul or a bigger shul.
So why don't you donate it?
What?
Why aren't you donating it? Because you're selling it.
The guy doesn't have the money.
Okay, so if a person's doing it for the money, that's considered not. You know what happened to Achav? Achav was willing to give everything away, and then when they wanted Sefer Torah from him, he said, Ad Kan. That's Achav the Rasha, right? He said, Ad Kan. They're not giving that for tribute. So, yeah.
Just go.
It's in Agadah to Gemara. It's hard to talk in halachic terms, but in Agadah to terms, it's you're raising a Jewish child as a kid.
So
it's not
saying
the
three of us.
Didn't say about a regular Eved, Eved Nadi. Is it Mekayim Shevas with the
Shifra? Yeah, the Gemara is clear that it's Mekayim Shevas because the Gemara says, Lisa Shifra ain't a Yachol. Vaksim Shura Shevas Yitzara. So it's clear that if you could marry a Shifra. Is it fair shalok? Is it not Messiah?
Right, it's
yes,
worse
it's
than again.
First, then, okay.
So you sell safe material, so how can you use the money
So you're allowed to use it, Lisa Yisha Lumetire. That's the heter of the Gemara. Michael Sefetire, Lisa Yisha, Lopinishwim, it's because it's a, it's Mutter. Okay, the, this is the basics of Sefches. There are many pulpulim on the topic, and Siv has one of his Hamik Shaila Arichusin, where he says that L'Sheves Yitzara is a Suffolk mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Suffolk deraisin, because the Lashon of Pasuk Kehela says Kein Chayadeya is a Yuchshar. So he says it's like a kim of Suffolk deraisin, and the Rambam says Eimach Min Sefer Torah Yel Suffolk deraisin L'Kula Min HaTorah. And if you're the Rosh, also Suffolk deraisin L'Chum. See, they have pulpulim on the topic. But and that's in the Hamik Shail and the Kosamachay. But the basics of the Sif, I think we basically covered. And it is sort of, as I said, on the one hand, it's a mitzvah rabba. On the other hand, it's a mitzvah, a ktsas mitzvah. And the kiyum is a mitzvah rabba and a ktsas mitzvah. It bothered me with the Kein Chayadeh is a yuchshar. It says have more children, so you don't know which one will be kosher. Amin has a boy and a girl. Have more children, the day is a yuchshar. What about Amin who has 15 children? Maybe he already has 60 grandchildren. Ein Chayadeh is a yuchshar. I mean, he says I'm willing to bet that you know there'll be a kiyum from them. It's a little hard to understand. What? Bayas, okay. But Bayas, the exception proves the rule, right? I don't know. That's this Derech HaPilpul, that it's all a suffix or something will happen, is not satisfying at all. Before we go to Siftes, I want to mention that we don't have here on the page how many children is L'Sheves? Is it open-ended? Are there a number? I recall learning a Taz somewhere in this simon who says it's Zachar and Nekeva. I looked for it now, I couldn't find it. That it's a Zachar and a Nekeva. It's based, I believe, on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beis Hillel says, Beis Shammai says you need two sons to Mekayim Pruruvu. Reb Nosson, the Tana Reb Nosson, in Kavonis, Beis Hillel says one son, Shenema L'Sheves Yitzara. And then the Gemara says, no, Beis Hillel holds a son and a daughter, Kibriyas Yishalaylam, Hashem created the world, a boy and a girl, you also have a boy and a girl. But the Gemara says one son is a kim of L'Sheves Yitzara. At most, the Gemara's maskana is a son and a daughter. So Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva in Halacha HaShlaima in the beginning of Eben Ezer. And he says L'Sheves Yitzara is either one child or two children to become L'Sheves Yitzara. But he sees to put a limit on L'Sheves Yitzara. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a limit. I think I had seen in the Taz, maybe we'll bump into it yet, that it's a boy, an additional boy and girl. And that's the key of L'Sheves Yitzara. Now, if this is true, it changes the whole thing. Because if a person already has two boys and two girls, it would seem there's a kind of Puravu, and he has a kind of L'Sheves Yitzara, if you go with such a Mahalach. Then a boy and a girl, you have a kind of L'Sheves Yitzara, another boy and a girl. So if a person already had two sons and two daughters, it changes the whole picture of the obligation of L'Sheves Yitzara. So the Paiskim we use, the Chochmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, none of them bring such a limitation on L'Sheves. If there would be a makar for it, it would be an extra tziruf, an extra sniff to allow birth control after having this many children to allow it. And we'll get into the birth control shayla separately as we go on in the Shulchan Aruch, but this is the source for birth control because of stress in a house is this Ramah. This Ramah that says, if you're Mekayim Puravu, you're allowed to marry Isha Sheina Bas Banim, B'nei Ketotis and Merivais. That's the source. I told you, Mechas Yitzchak quotes some cipher that says this, and they, but tonight it's not done in oifen that's aser alza zera levatala. It has to be done in one of the permitted methods, and then it's mutter. Okay, the different methods, so we'll get to at the right time. Let's move on to siftes, because with siftes we'll set up sifyud, which is next week. Siftes, remember the mechaber is talking. Nisa adam kama noshim, marry as many wives as you like. Vuhu de efshalamekim b'sipukayu, you have to be able to support all of them. Umakamakim nostu chachamim eitza toiva. Listen to this eitza toiva. Nostu chachamim eitza toiva shalayisa adam yaisa medalin noshim. Eitza toiva limited to four. Kedei sheyagil lachol achas oina b'chaydesh. So that each one, the Tamachachm is ayin is once a week, so each one will get 1 week. V'makim shenogu shaloi lisa eli isha achas einu risha lisa isha acheres alishta. Important mechaber. V'makim shenogu shaloi lisa eli isha achas. In the 21st century, where the minig is to marry only one wife, einu risha lisa isha acheres alishta. There's an isser for a person to marry additional women, al ishtai beyond who he married. Now, before I discuss this, just the chakashvu yud gimel, who de efshalam ekam b'sipukai leisha stapek, he has a suffix. What's the issa to take more women than you could support? Imi issa umitzad ha'isha, if the issa is, consider a wife, you're marrying a woman, and you can't support, you take away from the first wife, for the second wife, you can't support both. Is this mitzad isha? She yachayla limchais biyadai ma'achashen yachala kayim la sherek sosvayna. Is it because of the kpeda of the first wife? Oyneima da'af hi misratzaloi. Even in a case where she gives him permission, and they say it's like rishos lisa'acheres habezdin meicham loi emeni yachala hasbik oisai. If you can't support, his suffik is this bein adam lachaveirai to his wife, or is this also bein adam lamokim? It's not good for Klal Yisrael that people should take additional wives that they can't support. Ubedivrei Harama meviya tor mashma the toli baratzin hanashim chemashu b'tzuvus harivash mikra malehu. He says it's a preferish of pasik v'chziku sheva nashim b'ishechad v'yay mahu leimor lachmenu neichal slamisenu nilbash rak yikra shimcha aleinu esef cherposeinu yishaya dalet. That whatever it is, that the man will take seven women, they'll be Michael desipukim, chaldav shabamam etinai kaim. So the bechakz bechaykik is done if it's a din tayra, a din made on the chaveira, a din made on the lamakim, and he's noita that mechila helps. I believe Beishmol Yudches also talks about this. Beishmol Yudches, he named him a chelas ritzayim elastapik b'miyot. So he says that it's mutter. Miu be yavaminira afili himecheles mutter al bezdin liten la eitzah toiva al tinasilai. It says there, the Gemara says in Yavaminis that if a woman falls to Yibum to a brother who's much older than her, so an older man can marry a younger woman, he can do Yibum. It says, but we give him an eitzah not to do it. An older man marrying a younger woman is not a healthy thing. It's not a healthy life. It brings to katata, it's a merivais later. The Gemara says, we give an eitzah not to do it. So that's what the Bishmul is bringing. That he says the same thing by multiple wives. It's an eitzah taiva not to do it. Rav Henkin, in 49, 50, when the laws in Israel are being drawn up, and there was a certain debate over the rules of polygamy, given that there were people that came from certain Sephardic countries where they practiced polygamy in a menschliche way, but they didn't want women, especially in countries that had no way of women supporting themselves or being alone. By the way, Sephardim had a takana that when a man marries separate women, he should have a separate home for each one. They had certain rules. It wasn't just the jungle, you know, you had to take a bunch of women. Part of the Sephardic takana of where they allowed multiple women in certain communities was based on caring for each one separately and adequately. Yeah, but putting... put it, I understand. But the Rav Henkin at that time wrote and was mefarsim. It was one of his battles that taking a second wife is manazez and isadereisim. Kemishpat habonis yaselah. The Torah says when you marry a woman, you have to treat her kedas ma'ishiv Yisrael. You have to treat her in ways that are the accepted norm in the place that you where you are. Kemishpat habonis yaselah means you have to treat her kemishpat habonis the way men treat women. And he writes that in a society where taking a second wife is not acceptable, that it becomes, his lashon becomes an issa derais. He says, yesh bei mishum bein adam l'chaveirai and bein adam l'makim. Bein adam l'chaveirai, he says, kadas moshe v'yisrael, he made it tonight when you were mekadishar. And bein adam l'makim, k'mishpat rabbanis yasa Allah, it's the rosh in atayra, that a man treat his wife, k'mishpat rabbanis, the way, like we said in the ksuba, right? On the etzel, if you have ezen v'fanis yisichi lichi, k'hilchus guvern yudah, and the zon v'fanis in mikro, l'shesem b'kushta. So that's the obligation. Therefore, there's a pretty much an absolute obligation today, like the second shita, of not taking a second wife.
It
didn't apply to Sfarim. He was saying when they come to Eretz Yisrael and it's a community where it's accepted, there's no separate ghettos for them. Rav Henkin has a Sefer Pirishivra. In Pirishivra, the fourth section, he elaborates on this topic. Now, what we'll get to, Sif Yud, is Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon, which is Negeya. When is Negeya today taking a second wife? When the first wife is Nishtatis, really, when people, when a woman becomes mentally incapable or in a coma, Rachman Olitzlan, and then we have Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon, Hetamei Rabbanim, so that's coming attractions, Sif Yud, and Yitzhashem next week.